Welcome to the first edition of 2024 of Meet the Community here on AM 1340 KXCO. Matt Pilger, your host, and joining me this week is local real estate agent Marissa Lightsey, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Matt. I love being on, and I'm glad to be here.
And actually, I say thanks for coming in. I came to you. We're over here at the Century 21 offices. Let's just start off and talk a little bit about you, where you grew up at, and kind of tell your story a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So I was actually born in Southern California. We moved to Missouri when I was about 7 or 8. We lived in Centralia for a little bit and then moved to Mexico. And so for all intents and purposes, Mexico is home. I've done almost all of my schooling here. Graduate of MHS in 2014. So I love Mexico.
Absolutely. Some of the things that you were involved with whenever you were in school, sports, or extracurriculars.
Yeah, so I was heavily involved in yearbook and newspaper in Jamie Williams' class. I'm not athletic, so that was never something in the cards for me. But I think my senior year, I was spending like 4 hours a day in Jamie Williams' class. So definitely liked yearbook and newspaper.
No doubt about it. But that kind of comes into what you're doing today, too, because there's a lot of marketing involved with owning your own business, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So I have an agent here who helps me out with that, Alyssa Alman. So her and I work together to really try to amp up our social media. So we've been trying and taking notes from other local business owners around here and definitely trying to embrace what social media has to offer.
I think you even have a social media room here at the
offices, right? We do. My husband built it out, and it has podcast equipment. It has the mics, the cameras, pretty much everything you could want in a media room. We haven't busted into it too much, but I'm hoping in 2024 we do start to utilize that.
That will be an exciting adventure whenever you embark upon that, for sure. Talk a little bit about after high school. Where do you go to college at, or do you go to college?
So I did go to school for a little bit, did not finish, unfortunately, just circumstances of life. So I started working for Gallagher Insurance Group when I was about 18 years old, and I worked there for probably 3-ish years. So glad I had that job. It definitely taught me a lot about life in general. And I think insurance, I see a lot of ways that it can relate to what I'm doing now. So I'm super grateful that they gave me the opportunity there. After I had my son, I decided I wanted to be self-employed. So I opened up a children's store downtown, and I ran that for about 1.5 years before deciding that real estate is really what I wanted to do. And that's kind of where I've ended up, and I'm so glad.
Well, talk a little bit about going into real estate. How did you get the itch to go into real estate? Were you talking to other people who were selling houses, or, you know, what kind of piqued your interest?
Yeah, so my husband and I owned our house. He had bought it with Donna Peak back in 2014 or 2015, and we'd always kind of talked about it as something being an option for me, and Donna was so gracious and would take the opportunity to meet with me from the time I was 18 till I got licensed at maybe 20. So she was really helpful in that aspect, and I got into it kind of right before the market got crazy. 2019 was still pretty normal in terms of a market, and even the first part of 2020, and then things went bonkers. So it was a good position to be in, to kind of have that training under my belt before being thrown into the fire, so to speak.
So you end up purchasing Century 21, and you own it now.
Yes.
And kind of talk a little bit about that. Is that a scary step to take, owning a business?
So if somebody had asked me 10 years ago if that's something that I could ever see in the future for me, I would have said no. But when the opportunity presented itself, my husband has a very entrepreneurial spirit, and so he was really the one who was like, this is what we have to do. So we bought it in July of 2021. At that point, I had only been an agent for about 1.5 years, so I wasn't even eligible to become a broker, because you have to have 2 years as a salesperson before you can become a broker and run the office. So Donna Peak even had to stay on for a little bit as the broker, just until I could even get my broker's license and become the actual broker here. But I did buy it in July of 2021.
Bought it in July of 21 at its old location?
Yes. Yeah. So we were leasing in the Jefferson building. And I knew that I wanted something with a lot of space. We were kind of sharing offices, and I'd have, you know, three or four agents in one office, and it's hard when you get a phone call or whatever. So we bought the old Leonati and Baker building at 123 East Jackson sometime, I think October of 21, and we moved in here May or June of 22, I believe.
Pretty nice location here, as a matter of fact, and it is very spacious and very nice. Everything working well in the office over here. I know you've been in it for a while.
Yeah, it was definitely a labor of love. So we did a lot of work to the building to really get it to retrofit everything that we needed. But it's really nice. A lot of the agents have their own large offices, and I think that they love that. So I'm happy. I think it was a good decision for us.
Very nice. I'll tell you what, we'll take our first break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more with Marissa Leitze, local real estate agent, our guest on Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.